Today's two meetings. It's our legislative committee met this morning, and I am involved in that. And then our executive board is meeting this afternoon. And really, this morning's meeting go over possible legislation that's being discussed and proposed, and our position on some of those things that has an impact on cities. And then our executive board meets today. We meet every quarter just to get updates on not just legislative issues, but any topics that a lot of times we'll talk about things going on in other states that has an impact on cities.
Many state issues that affect residents all over Indiana, especially those in Howard County and in Kokomo. What are some of those bigger picture items or changes that you came here today to talk about?
Well, if you remember, earlier in this year, we had the fight with the Indiana legislature on the business personal property tax. So a lot of times it's trying to figure out the tone of our message and our position, work within the different groups, because this is a group of large cities, small cities, towns, and clerk treasurers, council members. So it's a pretty wide group that are involved in municipal government. So a lot of times we try to figure out what is our collective position, and then try to formulate how we're going to message that. So things are usually involves, honestly, most of it comes down to money, and not surprisingly. And so it's about TIF districts, and it's about funding roads and business personal property taxes, and who's required to provide services, things like that.
A lot of what we talked about, the business personal property tax, was in repealing that, it gives local governments the option of trying to attract business, but then of course it cuts city budget, which then affects residents of Indiana towns. I believe the bill was signed, but there's reform that will take place until 2015.
The original intent was to eliminate business personal property tax completely, which would have had a devastating impact across the state for individual. Local government gets most of its revenue from property taxes. Some more, depending on the city, maybe from residential or personal or apartments, as opposed to the business personal property taxes. So we were able to water that down quite a bit, but there's been comments and positions taken by the Indiana State Chamber that they still think this is important, and so we need to be prepared to really engage ourselves again when the new session comes around in January.
Looking into Kokomo, I see you had a big job announcement at the beginning of the month, about 240 jobs to occupy downtown by a tech firm. How did that come about?
This was something we've been working on for about 6 months. It was an out-of-state company, Systems in Motion, had purchased a small tech firm in Kokomo that had offices both in Kokomo and Carmel. And part of that agreement with them purchasing was to do their expansion in both Kokomo and Carmel. Our cities are about 35, 40 miles apart, and the expansion will include up to about 400 jobs total by the end of 2016, and about 240 of those jobs in Kokomo and another 160 in Carmel. And they will go, they've already selected their site, and it's the former Firestone building in downtown Kokomo, which is currently being renovated for their use.
And we hear, of course, a lot about manufacturing in Kokomo. This is more of a high-tech, new tech. It's a good, probably, way to diverse the business aspect there, correct?
Absolutely. They're not dependent, it's not manufacturing, it's not a business that's dependent on the automotive industry, which we have a lot of investment in the automotive industry in Kokomo, so it does help diversify. And we think this is a nice addition to our community, and we were excited that this is a company that has locations in quite a few different states, I think four, maybe up to six. And so we're excited that this is where they chose to expand.
Since we talked last too, there's been more developments on the same-sex marriage debate here in Indiana. Of course, a judge overturned the ban on same-sex marriage. Now there's a stay put on it. What's the reaction been in Kokomo, and your reaction as well?
Well, you know, this is something that has changed dramatically in the last public opinion, not just in Indiana, but across the country, has changed dramatically in the last not even 10 years, probably 5 years. And this is, you know, I think it's important that we end up on the right side of history. And, you know, I think there's some of these arguments are generational. But I think the, you know, the winds are blowing in the direction to allow same-sex marriages. And I think it's probably not only time, it's probably past time. So right now, I guess we're on hold like everyone else in the state of Indiana. But I see that it's going to be allowed in our country. It's just a matter of when exactly in all 50 states.
The governor also came out with saying that those marriages that were held now should not be recognized until we learn more about the development of the state. Do you think that the state is moving ahead in the right direction on this?
And not having read all the statements made by the governor or all the fine details of the positions, I think there's more they could do. I mean, there's a lot of studies have shown over the last few years that economically, the social safety net for Indiana families, a lot of things, our obesity rates, the health, entire health of our state, the high school graduation rates, and the a lot of things tied to education, we're not trending in the right direction. And I think there are other things we should be focused on that will have a far more positive impact on our state. So. I think this is, you know, something that we really shouldn't be spending our time and energy trying to stop.
I just see recently on your Twitter account that the city added a sign in honor of those who volunteered aid after that devastating tornado last year. Kind of a nice sign, I guess, no pun intended, yeah. In what the city has went through.
Yeah, we thought it was important. You know, it was, if you remember, it happened on a late afternoon, early evening on a Sunday. The schools were closed in Howard County that following Monday, and a lot of times, you know, the youth in our country, you know, people they get stereotyped and labeled as not being quite as productive or as caring as people would wish them to be, and we thought it was important to recognize the hundreds of youth volunteers that came out that next day using social media to make contact with each other and really started the original cleanup and volunteer efforts that led us to receive help from other cities and counties, not just in Indiana, but we had a lot of groups and religious groups come from other states to help us out. And we thought it was important to recognize those young people for their actions, because so many times it would have been easy to just say, oh, we're out of school today. And that's somebody else's problem, and that was not the case.
And where is that plaque located if people want to stop by and see it?
It's on East Hoffer Street, and it was in kind of an area that was hit pretty hard. It's somewhat, in the area we located it is near a residential area, but just as it starts that business corridor. And if you came up into Kokomo on 931, just take Hoffer Street back into town to the west, and it's about five blocks off of 931.
I was just reading too where there's disaster planning going on now in Camp Atterbury. A lot of people across the nation going down there to do some training, even at the Indiana Government Center. Is that always an ongoing thing too, even in Kokomo?
Yeah, I felt like I learned a lot from the tornado itself, and when we kind of sat back a couple months later and evaluated how we responded. All things considered, I think we handled it pretty well. There may be some things you might do different to prepare, but there were none that that really seemed any big red flags on how to handle those things. Most of us obviously were aware of what the potential was that day through mainstream media and social media. The potential was there. So I think the fact that we had all day to and were somewhat alerted maybe mitigated the damage with personal injury.
And I think it's interesting. You're here today. You're meeting with other mayors, and I don't know that people, they may see you down the street or in your office or at a press conference or something like that. But that there is a lot of collaboration and a lot of talking with other mayors.
Yeah,
as just part of your job that people don't know about.
Yeah, that's true. And what I like about the Indiana Association of Cities and Towns, it's the state chapter of the National League of Cities, and. It is a very nonpartisan or bipartisan, however you want to label it, group. We deal with the same issues, whether it's, road funding or just, tight restraints we have in our budgets, whether it's abandoned homes, dealing with social issues, whether it be, to varying degrees of homelessness or dealing with other state agencies, from time to time we all have to do that. And so it's interesting to see how others respond and what each other, what other communities are doing. So we do a lot of that, and a lot of times we do it over conference calls, various committees, legislative committee and such. But sometimes it's nice to meet face to face and we try to do that on occasion as well.